Thank you for holding. Is this Joseph?
Yes, sir.
Hey, Joseph. I'm doing good. I'm doing good. How are you doing today?
Good, good. I'm putting in a split unit right now.
Oh, a what unit?
Split.
Oh, like a AC? Air conditioning?
Excuse me?
A split unit, like an AC system?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Awesome. So you're a real handyman. You do it all. Yeah. That's
I've done it all. Man. Put it that way.
How long you been doing this?
Well, I own 3 restaurants in New York State, 3 apartments, so I'm pretty handy. Let's put it that way.
Yeah. Yeah, your fair share of issues. Okay. Well, my name's John. I'm the director here. I know you were having a brief conversation with Tara. Did she do a good job of explaining why we were giving you a call today?
Yeah, she's very nice. Mm-hmm.
Okay. She asked me to hop on the line to go over the pricing and some details with you. But before I dive into the pricing, did you have any questions for me in regards to our services?
Not so much. I mean, what do you guys charge for the leads and stuff? And then what, you set the appointment? Or how's that go?
Yeah, so Google has different types of placements. When you do a search for handyman in the area, you'll see a map that'll pop up in the middle of the screen, and then there's only three top recommended guys. So that's where we're talking about listing you. That's not pay per lead or click or call. It's just one flat monthly rate. If you wanted to be up in the sponsored section where you do pay per lead, like Mr. Handyman of Norwich, New London, and Glastonbury, or MLG Home Solutions, we could do that. It's just more expensive because you're getting charged for each lead, and then you also have to pass a background check first.
Right.
So, depends on what you want to do. Do you want the calls like handed off to you live with the customer on the line, or you want to have them just be able to call you direct?
Is that going to cost me anything though? Like,
what do you mean?
Is that going to cost me money to have the leads directed to me?
Well, it all costs money, always.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the leads are handed off to you live. It's a pay-per-lead program.
If you don't get the job, then you're pretty much screwed is what you're saying. Like,
well, you just the chances of you getting a job are about 90% when it's handed off to you with the customer on the line. If it was like a Home Advisor by Angie situation where there's nobody on the line and they just send you a number and charge you, it would be a lot more difficult. And you'd run into those kind of problems. Typically, people don't run into those kind of problems with Google, though. Because you could dispute the leads right away, too. If there's no connection, like that's the whole agreement is based on you having a conversation. So if you're not connecting with them, they're not charging you for it.
Sure. How long have you been doing this for?
13 years. Too long.
Wow.
Yeah, I've actually only been married since 2022, so I've been doing this longer than I was married.
You're funny. Yeah, no, I mean, it sounds interesting, but I don't want to pay for leads, though, if I don't get a job, so.
I hear you. That's why what we were offering is Google Places placement where you don't have to pay per lead, and then sometimes guys do want to upgrade or do something like that in the future, and we could still offer that to you because you'll already have the pre-existing relationship with the Google partner and you'll already be verified. But the only time we usually recommend you advance into pay per lead is if you're one of those guys that's like, hey, you know, I'm covering 30 miles, things are going good, but maybe I hired like 3 or 4 guys and I got a couple trucks now, maybe we want to start getting more leads or advertise in more areas, then I'd say, okay, well, your local listing's not going to cover, you know, 40 miles away, so we would need something like that in order to pull leads from those areas. But a lot of times business owners find that the local listing is more than enough, you know, and they're even turning people down from the volume that they're just getting in their own backyard. So
Right. Yeah, mm-hmm. I got you.
So that's a progression.
Can you send me your email?
Yeah.
And I'll email you back.
Oh, well, it's definitely something we're filling today. I know you're busy. Yeah. Let me get this pricing over to you. Hold on 1 second. I'll text you. That way you have my direct number and extension too.
Yeah.
You don't have a website or anything?
No, dude. I worked for Giorgio Armani for 14 years, and I own 3 restaurants, and I'm just doing this as a sidekick.
Yeah. I like Armani. They got good stuff. I got a couple suits from them and a couple watches. Actually, I was telling my wife, I broke out the watches yesterday, and they were dusty. Like, I don't think I touched this watch for, like, 10, 11 years, but it was her birthday last night. We went to a nice dinner.
Serious?
Yeah, they were just sitting there collecting dust. Like, who wears watches anymore, you know? We got our phones, and it's like, you know.
I wear a watch every day. That's so funny.
I have an Apple watch.
One of my clients is the most interesting man in the world. He always comes in. Jonathan Goldsmith.
Oh, he's always like, yo.
I'm like, what's up, Jim? He's like, let's go have tequila. I'm like, we're Bill Kevin. I want tequila, man.
Yeah. He's like, let's go get wasted.
Yeah, we go fishing and stuff. He's a cool cat.
Yeah, I can imagine. No, the place makes quality stuff, though, you know, that lasts a long time. Like the suit that I have, it's like a navy blue one. I had that for like 10, 11 years. The watch I've probably had for, you know, 13, 14 years. They just, I mean, they haven't broken. I haven't had any problems with them. The watch was still ticking. I was surprised. I was like, this thing's just been sitting in the dark for however long. But it looked good. It cleaned up nicely.
Yeah. No, I have a lot of Armani watches. Yeah.
Those watches last a long time.
I got a lot of Armani suits too. But
yeah.
All right. Send me your link and stuff, and I'll get back to you.
All right. Sounds good. Well, I sent everything over to you. I sent the pricing page and my direct number and extension. So as long as there's still a position available for this area, I'd be happy to work with you. We're definitely looking at it.
Sounds good. So you sent to Joe Chappie 10?
Oh, no. I just texted it to you. Like, we've been doing this for a long time, so we have these automated, like, my phone number, the pricing page. You know, I can send over, like, another one just so you know you're actually talking to the right people, like an actual Google partner or right across from Google here.
All right. Sounds good. What was your name again?
My name is John. I'm the director here.
All right, John. Thanks for calling me. Or thanks
of
for
course.
Linking up.
Well, thanks for hearing us out. So hopefully I hear from you soon.
Yeah, I'll get back to you. Thank you.
All right. No problem. Bye-bye.
Have a good day.